All right, let's get back to real life.
Yeah, right?
Are you single?
Yeah, I'm single, bro. I'm single.
You've been dating around LA?
Yeah, I have.
Any interesting...
Bro, I keep meeting girls from, like, out of the country.
Foreign girls. You're into foreign girls?
Oh, hell yeah. You know, I'm a fan of, like, white girls and stuff, you know, but, like, being in LA, it's just, like...
I'm a fan of white
girls. Yeah. Those are the worst kinds of white girls, though.
I know, like...
LA, you
know,
white girls?
Just that accent, bro. That
I'm down for a Valley girl. I like that. And I like New York accents, too. Yeah.
She'll be out of her fucking mind, but she'll stick with
you. Yeah, she will be out of her mind. But I kind of like a crazy girl, you know? Jiu-jitsu is like a chess match.
Cardio. Nothing makes you more tired, bro.
If you do jiu-jitsu with no-gi, it's like anybody who has any kind of like life issue, I'm like, go to jiu-jitsu. You can choke people out with the fucking clothes.
Can you?
Yeah. I know some sick shit. Like, I can choke people out with clothes now. It's cool.
It seems like not legal. What?
I mean, and jiu-jitsu, no. Like, the gi. Yeah, so it's like the lapel.
You can pull it?
Yeah, so like if you're behind him, you can like grab it and like choke him out like with the clothes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. It's so cool. You can like take their belt and like wrap it around. Like, you can.
Shut up.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy shit.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
Jason Cohen, you're not Jewish?
You know, it's funny, dude. Like, are you Jewish?
Nah.
Yeah, so.
But since I moved to Miami, like, there's.
Is there a lot of Jewish people out there?
Bro. Yes. Like, coming from someone that's from Pittsburgh, like, I went to a big high school, too, probably like 2,000 people.
Shit. He was Jewish.
So, like, he's from the one spot in Pittsburgh where there is Jewish people. There's like no Jewish people in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Like not that many.
That's crazy. Yeah, and
Pittsburgh's not very diverse. It's like black and white people. Like it's not
really.
There's like not Spanish people. There's not that much going on.
So
like
it's
no Jewish people.
My mom's straight up from Europe.
Yeah.
From Germany. And my dad's Italian as hell.
Yeah.
But he had a Jewish last name. So I'm not like Jewish by blood, but I pull the J card.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do too, honestly. Ever since I learned, like, I've been in Miami, like girls, like Jewish girls especially, like want a Jewish guy.
Yeah, dude. It's like yeah, dude, we got like, drive, bro. 25% Ashkenazi Jew that I have in my
body. Yeah.
It's taking me a long way.
That's hilarious. No, I think I looked, though, because I learned. Like, bro, being from Pittsburgh, I didn't even know Cohen's a Jewish last name.
Dude, we're like the,
what?
We're like the Johnson of Jews.
Yeah.
Bro, I didn't know Jew, like... To me, a Jewish last name was like Berg or something. Like,
yeah, like
Goldberg or like,
or Steen.
You know what I mean? Or Steen.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I didn't know Klein was Jewish. Klein's like very Calvin Jewish. Klein, and I saw Cohen and I know that's a Jewish last name. Yeah. And then I looked, but I think I saw
so
you were Italian.
I learned this. Like, I was raised Catholic, but bro, I'm like a hybrid, man. We got like a mezuzah on the door back in Jersey.
Really? Dude, I just learned what that is too. So my apartment in Miami, bro, has like a thing sideways.
Oh,
like,
no, that's it.
But like, someone took it off. So it's just like the mark of it. And I was like, my roommate's from Long Island, like Jewish. He's not Jewish, but like every single one of his friends is Jewish. Like he's pretty much Jewish.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And he was dying. I'm like, bro, did they have like a security pad or something? Like, what was this? He was like, bro, that's a mezuzah.
Yeah, mezuzah.
I was like, what the fuck is a mezuzah, bro?
Name.
yeah.
You got to learn a couple Hebrew words. Like,
no, man, the Jews run the world. I learned.
Yeah, dude,
you get out
they
of
run the film industry. It's
what Kanye
it's
says.
They run the music industry. They run the film industry. Kanye's pissed about it.
Yeah.
So where in Jersey are you from?
I'm from Atlantic County, but I grew up in this little town called Ag Arbor Township. And then right after high school, I moved to the beach, Margate City. So Margate Beach is like when you think of New Jersey, you think like the armpit of America.
Yeah,
but it's like a hidden gem. You get to these beach towns and they're just gorgeous. It looks like I invite my friends down from, you know, I meet a lot of people from LA. They'll come down and. It's like, dude, this looks like some.
I think I saw there's water in the back. Like,
yeah,
that's where Nathan's always fucking around at like those videos.
Yeah,
I figured that was at your house.
Right on the beach.
That's sick.
And the cool
thing. It's like Long Island looking, kind of.
It's like a Long Island looking. And the thing that we took from Miami, actually, is everybody rides golf carts.
Yeah.
So we all take golf carts around. We got a golf cart.
Sick.
You know, you go get coffee in the morning.
That's the best. I want a golf cart in Brickell, bro.
I think everybody just thinks of like Jersey Shore, though.
Yeah.
Like it just gave it a really bad name.
Yeah. Jersey Shore, like, just screwed us up. Like, with the GTL thing, but I'm happy it did because it put Jersey on the map. Now it's just like up to us to like change the scene.
I don't know how. I mean, you're from Jersey, so maybe you have like a different like feeling towards it.
All right,
like bro, Jersey Shore, like was the shit.
It was
bro.
Sick. I
like,
liked it.
I want it like number one. It has to be the number one reality show ever, or Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like one of those two has to be like.
Imagine being on that show. Like, you
those
know,
guys
we,
got
we both
so
did Netflix shows.
Lucky, yeah.
But imagine being on a show like that. Like,
we keep coming like, back in it. And it was like the first of their time.
Yeah, dude. It was like the biggest moment. Like, I remember I was in fifth grade at the time, like fourth or fifth grade. I think it came out in 2005.
Yep.
So, like, I remember, like, Pauly D, like, what was the other dude's name? Ronnie and shit.
Ronnie, Vinny, Mike.
The Situation. Yeah,
I met The Situation. I met, did you? Pauly D's always DJing in Atlantic City, so.
He's probably the richest, right?
Pauly D. He did it right. Actually, his baby's mama is, like, lives around my area. Really? Something like that.
Wait, black chick?
No, she's white, I think.
Is she? He was with a black
chick.
I don't
think, like, they fuck black chicks, do they?
Nah, he was, like, with a black chick for a while.
I don't think they do, but okay.
Nah, he was with a black chick, I thought, on the family, like, on the newer Jersey Shores.
I haven't seen it, but, like, I
diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Hell, that's crazy. It is so weird seeing those guys, like, all old and grown up and shit.
Oh, I know, it's crazy.
And they're still just, like, being degenerates.
Yeah,
still,
I know,
like,
Mike
on family vacation and shit.
Something, like, with taxes at one point, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, he was in jail for a while.
Was that, you think that was real?
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy. For sure. Sometimes I see shit on, on what I see on TV now, I'm like it's hard for me to believe.
Nah, he was,
like,
in jail for
a
while.
Fucking marketing
thing. It's probably hard. Like, those guys, like, I mean, we got a little taste of it, not to their level, but
yeah, right.
I could see how you're getting you're getting money from a bunch of different angles. You're getting a bunch of cash. You're getting a bunch of, like, I don't know what it was back then, but, like, Zelle, PayPal, like, money transfers. Like,
what the hell were they doing back then?
Not only is it hard to keep track, dude, but it's probably easy to not report shit.
Yeah.
And he's a target.
Right.
So if someone did a little research, like.
Yeah. I know they did a show on it, something with alcohol. He, like, had, like, a build alcohol business or something. Like, I don't
really
know. But it's just crazy to think how much they blew up without social media. Yeah. Like, that's how big that show
if they
was.
Had social media, bro, you know how much more money they would have made?
Dude, there was fucking Halloween costumes on them. Remember that?
Bro, they were huge. And then tell me if you've noticed this. Have you went back and watched any of them, Mitch?
No. Fuck no.
Jersey Shore?
No, fuck
bro,
no.
Bro, I watched that shit. I love that shit. I love going back and watching the old ones. And when I was a kid in, like, middle school watching it, you just think they're all drunk, like, being crazy.
Yeah.
Bro, cocaine.
Oh,
like, 100%. Bro, the way they're, like in the club, like, going, it's like, bro, these guys were blowed out of their minds.
Crazy.
Like,
I think, what did I see? Head. Like, somebody said that, like, part of growing up is, like, you actually realize how many people do blow just, like, regularly.
No, for sure.
Like, it's a surprising amount of people that just are doing blow all the time.
That's insane.
It's true.
You know, and the funny thing is they're mostly from, like, Rhode Island. And
yeah, they're not
so
even
they're
from,
not
Jersey.
From Jersey.
They're,
so,
like,
they,
from Long Island, Staten
Jersey
Island.
Jersey on the map.
Yeah.
And it's, like, that whole, like, Italian thing is real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Italian.
Yeah.
Like, everybody in my...
Hell yeah.
Like, my family's, like, straight from Europe. But the thing is, like, New Jersey, like, where I'm from, is, like, a huge immigration spot. So we got have Spanish, like, Italian. But that whole East Coast
it's just
part,
like New York. Like, you're right in New there. It's, like, a huge melting pot.
Yeah.
That's why I think best food in the world's over there.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, it's great. We got some really good Italian.
I don't love New York. I couldn't live there. Couldn't live in New York City.
I would like to do it for 5 months. That's, like, my thing.
Yeah.
Like, 5 months somewhere.
Yeah.
5 months
somewhere.
Why not
six?
Else.
Five's the sweet spot.
Yeah, you know? Because if you do six, it's, like, it's the half a year.
Yeah,
you still get
then
two
that's
more
sketchy.
Months.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
You still get another 2 more months in, like, somewhere else, you know?
Would you ever move back there?
Jersey?
Yeah.
If I was, like, married and had kids and stuff,
that's what
I want to raise,
like,
my
you
kids
think
out
when
there.
It's said and done, when you're, like,
I'm not
mid-30s or something, like, you're going.
See, that's, like, the, you know, recently, like, I was thinking about that. Like, when the hell am I going to, like, want to settle down and move back to Jersey? I just know, like, how, like, resilient, like, East Coast people are.
Yeah,
you know, it's different out here. I mean, I feel like you drop a Jersey person in LA and they're gonna do damage.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
people are gonna think they're assholes and shit.
Yeah,
but you'd rather, like, have someone be an asshole to your face than, like, be your best friend and then be weird.
Yeah, people in Jersey, they're always like, if I'm in a bar, I know somebody from Jersey right away.
Yeah,
from Jersey,
exactly. So. Were you living in Jersey when... So, let me ask this, actually. Your first non-scripted show was Dated and Related?
Dated and Related, yeah.
First reality show?
Yep.
Were you living in Jersey when you got casted for that?
Yeah. It's a crazy story.
What year?
2022, yeah. And you know what's funny? I was actually supposed to be on your show.
Really?
Yep.
Shut up.
Yep. I actually had the paperwork and everything. I remember the paperwork.
That was weird times. That was, like, COVID times.
Dude, yeah. Like, you know what's crazy? So it was Parties in Paradise, I remember.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I was in the casting process, and I just remember sitting in the chair by myself, like, doing so good. Got to the very end. And I forgot the casting person for me. I forgot her name. But when I got on my show, they were like, dude, you were, like, fucking close.
Close for two out the handle.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Me and Nathan were on
there.
Now you live with
Nathan. It's fucking insane how that works. It was
and
like
Melinda... hosted your show, right?
She hosted my show and, like...
And she was on my season. Two Other Handles. It's crazy how that fucking shit works.
I know, it's insane.
So you were in Jersey And how was that casting process for Dated and Related?
Yeah, so it was actually...
Did they tell you it was Dated and Related or like...
Nah, I had no idea. I thought it was Too Hot to Handle or something, but with like a sibling because they said siblings.
You know? Is that not pretty much...
It's like the same thing, really. But like, they didn't want it to be like sexual, I guess. Because I was like going in there. Like, they gave us a box of condoms. I'm like, yo, let's go.
Like, did they first day?
Shut up. Me and Chris, like, as a joke, took all the condoms and put it in our drawer. Yeah. Like, I'm like, yo,
this and Chris is your cousin.
Yeah, my cousin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were just hyped up about it. And then I'm thinking, like, oh, it's going to be like Too Hot to Handle. But it just was nothing like that.
Where was it?
It was in France, in Nice.
France?
Yeah.
So you. Like, how many months, what, they hit you up on Instagram?
So, they had my paperwork from the first, okay. Handle.
Was it the same production company,
Fremantle? Yeah, it was Fremantle. Yeah, it was Fremantle. Mm-hmm. And
that makes sense if Melinda was hosting it.
So, I was working at a club, a beach club, and I was jet skiing during the day, working, serving bottles and stuff. It was a fun summer.
Sounds
I was
lit.
Killing it. It was like Miami lit. Vibes, you know? At night, I would work at the nightclub. Actually, two of my buddies who worked in the club with me were visiting today. And just killing it, but... This day I get fired. I'm like, oh shit. Like, this sucks. That job.
You got fired?
Yeah.
For what?
I was dating with one of the bottle servers, like hooking up with her, and my boss came in and he liked her. So, yeah, dude, it was heat. But
what a loser.
Yeah, no.
Boss is a loser.
Dude, I saw him again when I was home over break.
You're like, bro, you're a loser.
He was bottle servers. He was bartending. And like
fired you over because he liked the girl. That, like,
that's, yeah, he literally fired me over that.
How old is he? Is he a man?
Dude, he's like probably like 39, 40. And I was like, just this young
kid. That's embarrassing,
kid. Yeah. Yeah, dude. And she was hooking up with me.
Yeah, how old was she?
Dude, she was my age.
Yeah,
we were both like young kids, you know? Yeah, so he fired me. And he's like, yeah, you hooked up with a girl at work. Like, fuck that. So I saw him bartending at back at home in Jersey. And every day at work, he would always like come up to me and like kind of pinch me in my back. And it gets packed in there with Steve Aoki. Mm-hmm. Like, there's videos on my Instagram. That shit was crazy. And he would come up behind me and be like, bro, you're just too slow. Too slow, man. Too slow. Pick it up. And, like, I'm working my ass off, dude. Like, running around, sweating, bro. Getting through a crowd. It's fucking hard.
Yeah.
I commend all those people who work in, like, the bottle service
hospitality,
industry.
Like,
yeah, and you're up
nightlife.
Till 5 in the morning, bro. And you're dealing with drunk-ass people, crazy shit, security. And if you really learn how to hustle in that, you can make a lot of money. Like, learn, like, little security.
And being in the club not drunk is, like, an eye-opening experience.
It
is. Like, you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, I've seen
this is crazy.
But this dude was... bartending at this bar in Margate, and I just was like, he gave me the check, and I was like, yeah, you're too slow, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Too slow.
Yeah.
Like,
was he pissed thinking, about it?
Yeah,
or not?
Yeah, yeah. And he just kind of knew, because after that, like, our show
he's probably
was like,
pissed you're on a show. And
yeah, I got fired like the next year. One of my friends worked there, and he's like, how the fuck is your face like on Netflix right now? I was like, yeah,
that's
dude.
The best, eh?
Yeah, it was like a slight flex.
How did you, not slight flex, flex, big flex, big flex. Wait, so you want to give the premise of the show real quick?
Yeah, for Dating and Related.
Dating and Related.
Yeah, so you go on the show essentially with your family member, and what you got to do is
so it could be sibling or cousin or
They originally didn't, I don't think they wanted cousins. I think they just wanted siblings, but me and Chris just brought something different to the table.
Yeah.
I think they were like, you guys are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, so the casting process was difficult, it was challenging. Imagine trying to cast like good looking siblings that like are trying to date. And they're single, and they have to be like normal for reality TV.
Yeah.
Like, I heard the casting process, like, that's a hard job.
Yeah, that's a very specific.
Like 40,000 fucking kids applying for this shit. And me and Chris, I just kept telling him, I'm like, bro, just smile and fucking wave. We'll get on.
Yeah.
I was like, smile and wave, boys.
So, Zoom interviews, right?
Yeah, Zoom. The first
one. My bad. Go ahead. Keep going on the premise
so
of the show.
We did. The premise was you just got a wingman for each other and essentially find each other love and. Imagine how awkward that can be with like me and you, say we're related and there's a brother and sister and I got to get you with this kid's sister and he's there, the protective brother. Like, bro, what are you doing, bro?
Was that the vibe where brothers like protective and shit?
Yeah. When the cameras weren't there, you could tell like it was awkward.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's.
What do you expect though? Like, bro, you're going on a dating show with your sister. Or
something
Wait, I met some people that were on there that were siblings. I think the one kid's name is Joe.
Joey. Yeah, the blonde hair.
And
Joey Ropo.
And he has a sister.
Yeah, Karina.
Yeah. I met them. They're friends with Mark. You ever meet Markel? You know Markel?
I love Markel.
Yeah. They're friends with Markel. I met them there and they were on Dated and Related. They liked it though. Did they do well on the show?
They did good. They were on like every episode. Karina, like, you know, her character on the show, she was like kind of like like the flower, you know, like, yeah, just like the Prue girl, and she's thrown into the wolves.
Yeah.
And then Joey was like the protective brother who just like,
was really he being like that? Was he like protective?
He was like protective, but he was also like trying to figure out what the hell he was doing with the girl that he liked.
Yeah.
And she was like kind of picking between him and somebody else, if I remember correctly, but he's like, they're like kind souls, you know?
Yeah. No, really good, really good kids. Yeah.
Like just fucking assholes.
Yeah. Yeah. Most, it takes a certain type of person to be able to put yourself out there like that. Usually it's not reserved like Quiet Shy people.
Yeah. I feel like the people on reality TV, most of them have like bit of a, like, you know, they got game, bro. They've been out, been around the block.
Yeah.
They
like
hook up. And like Joey and Karina, like they brought to the table, like, just these sweethearts.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's like good. Everybody you loved them so you much. Need you that. Need that. It was different. And it was like, it shows a different kind of like person, and them being in like a house full of like people that are all about like hooking up. And yeah, I just feel like it's like, oh,
change
shit
up the speed a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I felt bad.
That's good. Did you hook up with anyone?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I was with, well, me and this one girl, we kind of had a little fling. We had like a slight kiss in the beginning. They cut that out, but it was this girl, Diana. Then mm-hmm. she kind of went with another dude. I had a thing with this girl, Maddie. She got kicked out on the first night. And
how do you get kicked out?
You get voted out if you're not being genuine with your feelings and shit. So apparently they were chasing the money, and
what was the prize for him?
$100,000, I think.
And it was, did they tell you how you won it, or they didn't really tell you how you won
they
it?
Didn't really tell us.
Yeah. So yeah. They didn't tell us either.
So just kind of like, do you know, hit it off with the, you know, the cast and whatnot. And
how many people started?
Let's see. I think it was 8.
Mm. Like
4 couples. 4. So me and Chris.
Oh, really?
Kaz and Kieran, Maddie and Lily.
That was my next question. So you started, you were in the first.
Yeah, the first episode.
That's lit.
Yeah.
So I wasn't. Dude, I wish I was.
You got to see our opener, bro. It's
I got to see it. I got to watch it.
I wish you guys would pull up. Because me and Chris.
How many seasons are there?
Just one.
Yeah, dude. That's just lit. One. That's sick.
It's cool. But like at the same time, I don't know how the show did. Like I'm not like an analytic guy. Like I don't know. Like, but I know it wasn't like anything like Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
You know, the timing and stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know how that shit works. Like, Too Hot to Handle marketing was weird.
Ours wasn't really marketed, like,
no
offense to the Netflix marketing team, but you guys know.
They didn't market it as well really as you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, ours was weird. I think my season specifically, like, I think the first season of Too Hot to Handle, like, did the best numbers
oh,
wise.
Wait, the first season?
First season. Because
I thought the second season was more like famous vibes or something.
Well, the first season was during lockdown COVID. Yeah. So that was like the show everybody watched, like the one with Harry and Francesca on it. And then because that was such a big hit, ours was automatic. Like the second season was automatically going to be a banger, whether it was good or not. And unbiasedly, I think our season, like, besides, like, Harry and Francesca were rock stars. They're one of the best reality Netflix people that have, like, they've made a, like, and they were one of the first. Like, they did great. Everyone else in that show, kind of, that Chloe, actually, I don't know if you remember
Chloe's
her.
Big. Yeah,
Chloe's a banger too. She's great and very nice. I've met her. I'm sure she does everything. Yeah. She's been on a bunch of Netflix shows.
Yeah, she's cool. I like Chloe.
Our season did very well. I think season 3 did pretty well too with Georgia and them.
Yeah.
And then after that,
it just kind of like diminished a bit. Yeah.
But that happens naturally.
But yeah. But like, you know, here's the thing with reality TV now. Like, dude, it's a fucking grind. You know, like if you want to do something with reality afterwards, like
it's also not the same as it was then. Like it was easier.
There's so much content.
Because now there's so many reality shows and it was such an easy, clear cut way to be thrown into the scene.
Yeah.
Like the social media scene.
Yeah.
And now it's not that automatic.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like it was pretty automatic. Like,
yeah, because it was so new.
Like I was lucky to be on the scene. Yeah.
TikTok in the beginning, Charli D'Amelio blowing up. You know, I mean, she's got great content, works hard. But like now you post a TikTok and it's just not the same. You're not going to get like crazy views like that unless it's, who knows what the hell.
Reels do it now.
What, Instagram?
Yeah.
I can't figure that out. I can't figure out Instagram. I'm pretty good with everything else, like decent.
I think like I was, when Instagram first made Reels, I was kind of on the wave like you go to TikTok to scroll on these videos and then I go to Instagram to look at stories and post like pictures. And then they were pushing reels. I was like, this won't work. And I think it worked. Like, I think TikTok is kind of.
Yeah, I think so too.
Slowly on a decline. And I think Instagram's not going anywhere.
Bro, you know, I was trying to get into YouTube Shorts a lot. I think that's like a hidden.
Talking about it. We need to post this shit on YouTube Shorts a lot. We haven't at all.
Yeah, so like what I've been doing, which I thought was, I mean, my socials aren't anything crazy. You know, I'm like an average like person. Like, you know, you come to LA, and everyone's got banging fucking numbers.
And it's hard now.
Yeah,
it's
and then I go to Jersey and people are like, what the fuck? You got like 100,000? Yeah. Like, that's crazy, bro. I'm like, dude, like my friends are at like some nasty numbers. Like, I feel like this small, you know? But like, it's just a game. It's like whatever it works for you, you know? You make good content. For me, the thing is like, how are you translating that to revenue?
Yeah.
So, or like marketing and the right
and it's
right
consistency
thing.
And sticking yeah, consistency with it. Like if you stick with it for a long amount of time and your name sticks around, like
yeah,
that's how you stay.
100%. It's a numbers game for sure. But like, I remember in the beginning of hitting the ground, like getting out of reality TV, I was like, fuck, I got to get these followers. Yeah. I'm like, fuck the followers. Just make good content and make good brand deals and make good business. It's a business. Yeah. That's it. If you think of it like a business and it becomes a job, it's like more efficient, I feel like. I don't know.
But no, I would say my view of it was skewed because of how like well our show did.
Yeah.
So dude, I went like when I went on the show, I had like 2,000 followers or something, or less than 3,000, like 2,500 followers or something on Instagram.
Oh shit.
And
in the beginning, right?
Like before the show came out.
Oh, right.
And then when the show came out, like 500,000 quick in like a couple months.
That's crazy.
So then you kind of get in the, I remember Markel telling, because I met Markel like early in it and it was like stupid, bro. I was like, no way it's this easy. Like,
yeah.
Post a picture with me and Carly and I would get more likes on the picture than I had followers.
Yeah.
And it was like more views on my story than right. And it was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, it's like that.
And Markel would tell me, he's like, dude, that's not going to stick like that. That's not going to stick like that. And you're kind of like, whatever. Shit doesn't stick like that. Shit does not stick like that. It'd be nice if it did.
This is the thing, that reality TV is like a steroid shot.
Yeah.
So it's like every time you do it, like, you know, it's an awesome opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's like, and Nathan did say this. He was like, I forgot. Somebody was asking me like, how do you get on reality TV? How did you do it? And I was like, bro, I applied for so many fucking shows before that.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot of no's. Like,
yeah.
Love Island hit me up. Yep. I almost was on your guys' show.
Yeah, I got a no from Love Island before. That's what made me think I could do reality TV.
Yeah.
Love Island. I went like kind of far on Love Island. And it's honestly a blessing, dude. Like, I wasn't in like great shape or anything. It would have been bad if I got on Love Island USA and I was pissed about it, like heartbroken that they didn't take me after like I was in late in the rounds.
Happened to a couple people that I know.
Then you get on Too Hot to Handle and it's like, thank God, like I didn't do, because if you go on Love Island, they won't put you on Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, no.
And I would have been fucked on Love Island USA, like it would have been okay, but
yeah, I don't know anybody.
Good things happen. Like
Too Hot to Handle.
As soon as you think you have your biggest heartbreak, like, you just stay on it and stay consistent. Dude. Like usually
that's what it is.
The next thing.
Here's the thing. Like it's a statistics game. Like, if you're in that, like that circle and you just keep battling, like you're going to get your hair cut sooner or later.
And I wanted to ask you, like I asked you if you were with a girl in there, did you date someone after the show?
Nah, like I think my cast was like a little bit like, I don't know. Like they were like, me and Chris were grinding in there. Like I was like, let's make some fucking action.
Yeah.
Some of the cast members were a little bit like, it's hard, you know, it's challenging and mentally draining to be on reality TV. For me, being a guy, I was jumping like a fucking bean. Yeah. I woke up every day in France, like, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
But everybody else was just, not everybody, but some of the girls
and stuff, they
were stressing, bro.
Earlier, I was saying, I was there like
it's vacation,
like bro. Excited to the world. Like nobody could.
Bright eye and bushy tailed.
He can attest to it. Like I came on a little late, so I wasn't on the what up, what up. So I wasn't on the like first start of the show, and I could tell when I got there, people were like a little burnt out.
Yeah.
And like, dude, I was like so happy to be there and so ready to go and like so appreciative, like. Anytime they were like Joey interview room, I was fucking jumping like, up, running to do it.
Yeah.
And I would see like girls, guys on our show, like they would be like, all right, interview room. They'd be like, oh, like, and then they would tell them like, all right, get out and come back when you're in a better. And I'm like, dude, what are you guys doing?
Yeah,
like,
this is
like a $1 million opportunity. Yeah. Like we're only here for a few weeks. Fucking wait.
And you don't
like,
even know if you're how tired, much you're going to clip up.
And I couldn't even think to be tired, bro. Yeah. I was like, dude, what? We're getting like 5-star meals every day. I'm in this resort in Turks and Caicos. Like, how could you possibly be in a bad mood with a bunch of beautiful people? It is draining though, because you're on. How often did they film for you? Was it all day?
Oh, dude, it was all day.
Yeah. When we're sleeping.
They made me sleep. I woke up early, like I'm a early bird, and they're like, Jason, get back in bed, please.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
I'd be in there with my eyes open, like,
Yeah, literally. The lights would come on and shit. But we, the art villa was sick, bro.
Why I asked that about, like, if you dated someone after the show is because I think that definitely helped my career. Yeah. Like, I found someone that...
You dated Carly after?
Yeah.
Nice.
That I could... that we really liked each other, yeah, and it worked out, and we had some crazy shit going on. But, like, it was nice. I found someone that, like, we had that time period with.
That's cool.
And not only were we both new to it, and, right, like, it was cool to have someone with you while you're going through it, you know? And Nathan was in the scene too. Nathan, we all kind of went through it together. Yeah, it was, right, nice to, that, like, have
exactly
that.
Because afterwards,
and, bro, not only was it nice, it gave people something interesting to look at after the show. Right. Like, they wanted to see what me and Carly, exactly, were up to, what we were doing. And I attribute a lot of my, like, following originally to that. Because I was only in half the show, so it really helped. Like, whether it was, like, unintentionally or intentional, right, it helped, like,
yeah,
both,
definitely,
of us, for sure.
Yeah, you know, I kind of wanted to do something like that, but everybody on my show was a little hesitant.
Yeah.
They,
I mean,
think
you can't force
afraid
it. Like,
yeah, they
were
afraid about
it,
their image, and I didn't want to force anything, but, mm-hmm, you know, like, I liked everybody on the show, but I'm sure you know, too, like, after the show, everyone just feels, like, kind of, like, more, like, we're friends, in a sense,
yeah,
you know? But, like, of course, like, there was people on the show that I was attracted to, and I would...
Did anyone date after the show on yours? Like, did anyone,
I think,
like,
the only person that I know was, like, Daniel and Nina were dating, and then Kaz and Diana. I don't know if anybody else was really dating.
Was there foreign people? Or was,
yeah,
it all,
they're all, dude, a lot,
yeah,
of UK.
Yeah, UK,
so I'm
Canada,
I'm based in New Jersey,
shit,
and then I come,
yeah,
to LA, and we all meet up, and it's just, like, kind of transplant vibes, you know? Everybody's, mm-hmm, in and out, so it was quick. But the cool thing was I had my cousin Chris with me, because, mm-hmm, the aftermath of the show was... It was hard, bro. You know, like, trying to make content. I wasn't really, like, a content guy.
Nah,
then.
I was lost,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I was like, I read the shit on Twitter. I'm like, dude, this is terrible. They're,
yeah,
tearing me apart. You know what I mean? Like, the reality TV fans, they don't give a shit.
Did they give it to you?
Oh, dude, they
what? Put was there up. Something specific that they were like?
Just fuckboy shit. Like, this guy's a,
yeah,
fuckboy.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, in real life, I'm not a fuckboy. I, you know, I'm an excited dude. Like, you know, I love to, like, hang out and shit. But at the end of the day, like, when you're on TV, you got to put on a show, bro. Nobody wants, like,
that's what
boring,
I
guys,
explain,
you know,
to people. When people ask me often, like, and
it's
you,
my
can,
personality,
you can answer this too, like, your opinion, but like, is it, we're same production company, so I'm,
right,
sure it was pretty similar. And people,
yeah,
ask me, like, is it fake? Are you, like, acting on there? Is it, like, scripted? And I say no,
yeah,
but you're being yourself,
yeah,
at, like, 120%. You,
right,
know what I mean? Like, you're being yourself, but you can't just be yourself, because at the end of the day, you're doing entertainment.
Exactly.
Just like we're sitting right here, like, we're having a normal conversation.
Right.
We're getting to know each other.
Yeah.
But we're keeping the it's not like we're just sitting here watching TV and we're asking whenever we want to ask. It's like,
yeah,
you're entertaining. This,
exactly,
is entertainment. So, like,
exactly,
and you have a duty to do, and you're entertaining, sure, while you're being genuine and while you're being, you know what,
yeah,
I mean? So, like,
I agree.
Set
that,
up,
bro,
a little bit. Like, it's entertainment. You set it up and people are exaggerating. Everything's exaggerated.
Yeah.
Not scripted and fake in my,
yeah,
experience.
No, I 100% agree, bro. Like, I mean, in my situation, the way the outcome of the clips could be different, you,
yeah,
know? So when people, and especially, I hear a lot of people say this, if they look bad on TV, they're like, was it scripted? And they'll be like, yeah, it was scripted, you know? But if it's
that,
like...
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, and if it's somebody...
Then I was saying that. I was like,
yeah,
anyone that told you...
They probably look
that
like shit.
They, like, put words in their mouth or some shit. Like,
yeah.
But you can get edited out of context.
You can get edited out of context.
Joey,
yeah,
was saying they can't control what you say, or, like,
God,
you say what you say,
yeah,
but, like, they can definitely edit you out of context,
exactly,
and make it paint you in a light that may be
not good.
Right.
Yeah, and that definitely,
like,
happened.
They probably painted you as a fuckboy, right?
Yeah, they painted me as a fuckboy. On the show, I thought I was, like, this open-hearted, like, sweetheart guy. Like, I was taking my shots with girls. I was trying to keep the ball rolling.
Really? So you felt they painted you differently?
Yeah, 100%.
Really? Okay, so ask him the question you asked me.
Well, maybe
earlier.
That's my reality. Maybe I don't think of my
life. No, not like...
What was the question again?
Who knows?
You were saying, would you recommend people?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if like a close family member came to you,
right,
and was like, hey, I know you've been on reality TV before. I'm thinking about, like, getting into that, or,
yeah,
I got approached, or, you know, got,
yeah,
an offer to do that. Do you think I should do it? Is that something that you would recommend for me to do? Would you, with your experience, would you be like, yeah, absolutely, 100%, it was a great experience? Or would you be like, you could do it, be careful? Or would you just be like, flat out, no?
So I would just ask one question, like, what's your end goal? Like, what are you trying to do? If you're trying to be a doctor or something, like, depending on the show and everything, like, I don't want to, like, make the answer too big, but if you really want to do reality TV and that's not going to contradict your future or anything, you know, do it. But here's the one thing I got to say. Just anything you say on the show, make sure it aligns with your personality and like what you feel comfortable with. Yeah. Because give them only what you feel comfortable with. Because, you know, in the it's funny like how words can sound different depending on how you ask a question.
Yeah, all context.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So
all
tell
context.
Me how you don't like Carly.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wait, I do like Carly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And but then you're going to answer like, well, I don't like her because of this one thing. Yeah. And you'd be like, wait, that's not what I wanted to say.
That's
it's
one,
like being,
that,
in,
that's
it's
what
being
I was
in
saying.
Court. It's like being in court. Mm-hmm.
Like you're filmed all day, every day. Yeah. And like, even if you're the nicest person in the world,
yeah.
One time throughout the day, you might tell someone to shut the fuck up. And then that whole day, if they just put that, you're an asshole.
And like, they get caught all the moments where you were tired. Maybe you had food poisoning. You don't know. And you're sitting there like, oh, and it's just like, look at this grumpy ass guy. Like, he's an asshole. Yeah. So they're only seeing one little clip of like the whole day. So I did get this a lot. Like after the show, people were like, dude, I fucking loved you guys on the show. Mm-hmm. You guys are way cooler in real life though. Mm-hmm. Like,
people,
you guys striked out a lot. Like it was weird, bro. Like, I thought you were gonna get girls, but you didn't. And I'm like, well, dude, it's cut up.
It's harder than you think.
Yeah, it's harder than you think.
It's not exactly what it
looks
like on TV. Yeah. So I think my answer was way different. And I don't know if it was because of my specific experience or not.
Uh-huh.
I tell anyone that asks me or like anyone says like, should like, I do it? I say, yeah.
Yeah, I would say do
like,
it for sure.
I say it can only really help you. Like,
definitely.
As long as you go on there and like you're real and you're not saying anything that will fuck you up in any other way. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, for the most part, I think the way they edit it, they want you to look as good as pot. Like
they do.
For them.
They do.
Like they don't want
for
you
them.
To look like
for them.
Yeah, for them. Like for their, because they put a lot of money into that shit and they're getting paid based off it. So they want you to look good physically. They want you to
but
look.
But if they
want
to paint you as something
villain,
that fits into their storyline,
like,
then they're going to do that though.
Yes.
I mean, bro, to be honest, in my experience, like they set me up. Like I looked like an angel, bro. I literally couldn't.
You got
even,
lucky.
Yeah, that's dope.
Like the way they set it up for me, it was just like smooth, and I could just be myself, and it was like I was in the right, like the whole time.
That's sick.
And if I was on the whole show, it probably like would have been a little differently.
Right.
Like ended up a little different. Like,
right. Yeah. It's everything works out for them.
I think even to your point, like if you want to be a doctor and shit, like I think it can only help. Like if you like. Say the way my example was is if you like say you went to college, you have your business degree,
right?
And then you wanted to work at I don't know a broker firm or something, okay? Mm-hmm. Like if you went on a reality show and you gained a good following and you like kind of I don't know, I guess did it the right way, and then you went to apply to those jobs, I think that makes you a more it makes you a better candidate almost.
In this situation, though, let's just play devil's advocate. I'm friends with a tattoo artist.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, why don't you go on a reality TV tattoo show? He goes, dude, my friend did that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great tattoo artist, but they're so detailed and everything with every little thing. And they're like, yo, you're out. Like, your tattoo sucked. And his tattoo was good. But just because they said that, he was like, after the show,
it hurt his
business. And he was like, dude, the lines were perfect. They're looking like for fucking everything. And they tore this guy's tattoo apart. And I saw the tattoo was good.
Yeah.
And people would be like, show wasn't super huge, but remember that tattoo show? Like, it was fun to watch. It was addictive.
The Ink? Ink Masters. Yeah.
I think he was on
in New York? The New York?
I think so.
Didn't you do that one?
I did Black Ink. Black Ink Crew.
Oh, you were on the show?
No. I
produced
it. Yeah.
And, like, for the most part, the tattoos come out great.